Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Over 14 years he's been hanging out with us. He was a former economist for chief economist for the SBA. Now he's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. And he's one of the best, and he's here to talk to us about a number of different things. Chad, welcome back.
It's always fun to be on your show, Jim.
Good to have you back.
As always, nice to be part of your Brain Trust.
Yeah, you are a very important part. Hey, Chad, can we talk about tax reform first?
Of course.
What are your members saying about tax reform proposals?
Well, I think, you know, we've long been asking for tax reform. I think it's been one of those issues that's been around, obviously, since 86, right, since the last time we did
right,
it.
Right, right.
You know, obviously having the highest marginal tax rates in the world has not been helpful. You know, much of the whole inversion conversation that we had over the last couple of years, we had just had tax reform or more competitive taxes, you know, none of those issues would have been there. And we have long been, I know I've said this on your show, we've long been saying that it can't just be a corporate conversation, right?
That
we have 14,000 members. But 90% of those members are small and medium sized members and manufacturers, and so they, you know, they're pass through.
Many of them pass throughs. They're S corps or LLCs.
Yeah, and much like you, you know, all of the listeners that you have, or many of the listeners,
including me, I'm a pass through.
And so, you know, we can't just have corporate tax reform. Certainly, we support corporate tax reform. We support bringing the rate down. We support, moving, to a territorial system, away from a worldwide system. But we also need to make sure we do something about those pass-through rates. And so, you know, the good news is that in both cases, you know, you bring the rates down to, you know, 20-25%. And obviously we would like to see the corporate and the pass-through rate as close as we can to each other. But I think in general, it's a sign of progress. And I think, you know, the other big thing is obviously expensing. Expensing is
right.
Important.
Big deal for manufacturers.
As much as you can expense in that first year, I think the more of a boost you're going to get to the economy. And so I think, you know,
that expensing thing is probably a bigger deal. Well, it is a bigger deal to your sector than any other sectors because the typical small business doesn't need $500,000 a year write-off.
Yeah, but the equipment for manufacturing is expensive, you know.
It's exactly
very,
right.
Very
no, I get it. I get it completely. The only thing, the only point I make is don't make it $500,000 and then do a spike in the end zone like you've helped every small business in the world. That's the thing that I don't like is when they try to act like they've done one thing and they've helped everybody. Go ahead, finish your thought.
And so, you know, we actually asked, knowing that this was going to be an issue, obviously, of the fall. I joke it's issue number 1, 2, and 3 for our members right now. I ask, you know, if comprehensive business tax reform was enacted, would it make your company more likely to do any of the following? And so 64.7% said that they would increase capital spending.
Right.
64.3% said they would expand their business. 57.3% said they would hire more workers. And
62.2%
said they would increase employee wages and benefits. Right. Half of them saying that they're going to be investing in their people and in capital.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I've asked people, I've asked small business owners all over the world, Chad, if you had more of your tax money back, what would you do with it? To the person, without blinking, without hesitation, 100% of the people I've talked to, without any coaching from me, said, I put it back in my business.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's a large part of why, you know, we need to be more competitive, and I think that's certainly the best, one of the reasons to do it.
What about the repatriation thing? How big is the repatriation for your group?
It's huge. I mean, our
company. Tell the audience what that means quickly.
Yeah, so our companies are sitting on about $2 trillion plus in cash abroad. No, not just our companies. All American companies are. simply because of the worldwide tax system, right?
Yep.
Because of the way that our system is designed, companies pay tax regardless of
how much of that
earned.
Will come back. If it's taxed favorably, and I'll let you tell us what that would look like. How much of that money will come back?
I mean, we would hope, you know, even if half of it came back, just imagine the repercussions.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? See, and the thing is, that much money coming back would have to spill out on Main Street. It'd have to spill out on Main Street, wouldn't it?
I mean, the criticism. I'll try to be as even-handed as I can. The criticism is that people say, well, if you bring that money back, it'll go into stock buyback.
They're going to prevent that, though, aren't they?
But I think you know, right now there's no chance of those dollars being invested in the U.S.
Yeah.
If there's going to be dollars invested, it's going to be abroad because there's no incentive to bring the money back.
Right now, without the tax reform.
So if you have it, the change, hopefully more of that will be invested here.
Yeah, but if we can get the tax reduced on those overseas tax incomes, folks, these profits. That money will come back here, and there's no way it can't get on me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.